Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life, yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand. And you made me brand new. Anybody brand new?
Something that I find to be a very interesting word on this morning, this 180 degree Wednesday. Obfuscation is the action of making something obscure or unclear or unintelligible. It's the action of making it. And we live in a time where there's a high degree of ambiguity, especially as it pertains to politics and world affairs and the various things that are happening in society, that tremendous amount of information is being delivered with a high degree of ambiguity and obfuscation, the action of making something obscure, unclear. And it will bring the process of gaslighting to a lot of people, making them question their own sanity because they can't seem to put the facts together and make it understandable or intelligible, because there's a lack of pertinent, factual, straight to the point information out there for people to be able to understand communications, let alone the news. Obfuscation is the obscuring of the intended meaning of a communication. So you want to make that obscure. You want to delete that and cause me to feel less than. Make the message difficult to understand. We're seeing a lot of that with these political conventions that we've been bombarded with for the last couple of weeks. But if one begins to, you may have noticed this in your life, use a lot of words to explain their wrong or their mistakes or their efforts, and they can't be straight to the point, and obviously there's something they're hiding with much words. Make the message difficult to understand, usually with confusing and ambiguous language, which is so prevalent in our world today. How does one swim through the muck and the mire? How does one, in this information age, when you know that someone is actually giving you ambiguous information in conversation, how does one swim through, especially being an empathic person that's very discerning and sensitive to honesty and truth and sincerity, because that's an innate God-given gift. And the narcissist is one that has a desire to advantage of the empathic soul who picks up on a lot of people's thoughts and emotions and dreams and desires and intentions. See, the obfuscation that comes naturally with the narcissistic person can't be hidden from the empathic person that has the ability to discern truth and lies. We're morally bankrupt in society today, and it's due to a lot of fear. And when people are afraid, they don't want to show they're afraid, they act out. I think that in the midst of so much obfuscation and ambiguity, some of us have a job to do, and that's to always let truth rise to the top, because you can only do so much lying to a person before they call you out on it. And I think that there is a brigade of empathic warriors who are very spiritual to the core that have a duty or a job to keep decorum or a level of morality in everything that we set our hands to do, even when dealing with these type of persons who have become masters of obfuscation. Masters of ambiguous conversation because they seek to hide something. And as we progress in society, one of the most challenging years ever, 2020, where vision is not clear, but for some people that are awakening, their vision has become clear in 2020. You're starting to see through the ambiguity and the obfuscation that comes across media and social media with social media engineering, and you're fact checked because they want to say that your news is fake news when all along what we know as news has been fake our whole society, because they want to sway the masses and control the minds and the thought process of a lot of people. And this is easier done when your information is being sold, looked at. If there's any particular type of person I need to find through the algorithms of these computers, I could find the person who will give me the response that I need and I desire. Because through information, fact-checking, things like this, people begin to feel like they know how you think, what you want, what you'll buy, what you'll purchase, who you are as a person. And they will bring information your way that will continue to sway your thoughts, sway you into a different direction. And if you're morally bankrupt, see through or discern when this false, obscure information and conversation and communication, when this is being played out on you, then you become gullible and naive and swayed and controlled and brainwashed. MK Ultra, predictive programming. And I'm here to tell you that it's a dangerous world we live in when everything you observe through entertainment and listen to could be actually changing you. So if there is no decorum, you're morally bankrupt, you have no character, you don't have a fixed, predictable image, you're not consistent, you don't know who you are, you're still searching, and you become the ball inside the pinball machine that's all over the place as it bumps around through life, being kicked around, put around. Think about the pinball machine. Flippers flipping the ball throughout a myriad of bumpers that produce points and raise numbers and utilize for someone else's enjoyment and entertainment. That's not you. You don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that person. You want to become not a pinball, but more like a bowling ball that will lock down the pins in life. And many times people throw that bowling ball down a lane and they don't know if it's going to go the direction they want to go. Sometimes it has a mind of its own, but its goal is to be like a wrecking ball, and that's to destroy and bring down. I think the only thing we need to bring down are the obstacles in life, those that try to dictate and control your life, those that try to get you to conform to a certain type of mindset through brainwashing and through fear. It's important that you get the facts and that you're able to kind of dig through the muddle, the lies. I don't understand for the life of me why lying has become so easy to so many, especially when they think they have influence and power over people. But this, what we're talking about today, this obfuscation, ambiguity, has become the new norm. And so you have to get into a place of morality and spirituality. And, of course, a confidence within oneself. But with the degree of fear and anxiety, uncertainty that exists in society today, it's hard to ask someone to do that. And we don't realize that a lot of things that have been taken away from us, it's actually become a blessing that you're not allowed to go to these places that didn't do anything for your mind, body, or soul. True enough, you've lost some of the gyms, you've lost your churches and house of prayer, you've lost a high degree of communication and relationships to where you could interact face-to-face. Now you're socially distancing and scared to touch people, and let alone even look at them unless you're telling on them because their mask is not raised up all the way. We've been programmed to go against each other. And at the same time, we're lacking what the human desires and needs and craves, which is touch and interaction and to be a part. Now you're 6 feet, 3 feet apart, covering up the part of your face that shows, you know, some emotion, smiles, sad, can't hear you talking. And then when I do hear you talking, it's a myriad of obfuscation, and ambiguous conversation to make people look at you a certain kind of way or to feel a certain kind of way when actually everybody is in a state of confusion and feeling somewhat some rejection. And I've mentioned many a times that this has been a time to look within while you're locked in and things have been taken away from you that you normally spend your money and waste your time on. This is a great opportunity to get to know you, get to know yourself, and reinvent yourself and do some of those things you've always wanted to do. Learn a foreign language, learn how to play an instrument, and get rid of the word procrastination. Get that out of your life and then realize there's no such thing as coincidence, and restore the morality that has been lost from your life. You've had enough time to sit on the couch, veg out, bug out, watch Netflix over and over and gain 20 pounds. And now it's time for us to shake ourselves. Shake ourselves and take advantage of the moment of life that you have to make an impact and leave a legacy. That you were here in the earth and that you are here in the earth and that you make a difference. It's not even so much the money. It's enjoying your life, enjoying your person, enjoying the one that you love, enjoying your children, and actually breathing in the essence of who you are and what life has to offer you. It's not being covetous or wanting what somebody else has or trying to be like someone else or do what they do. It's you being you. If you can look through the fog, the myriad of eyes, swim through the muck and the mire, and come to grips with yourself and truth and see things for exactly what they are and do the research for yourself. Take control of your life. You have taken full of your destiny. You're ready for this. You've practiced a long time. You've made enough mistakes to have learned from your mistakes. Be successful in saying, I will not do that again. I refuse to be in fear. I will not let anxiety take me over, and I will find peace in my soul. And I am not going to allow myself, this is you talking to yourself, to listen to the obfuscation that exists in so-called news and social media, because I am not going to relegate myself to these things or allow them to become my subjugators that control me and lord over me and dictate what I should eat, what I should wear, where I should go, how I should think, and if I should be afraid. You can take control of that. It's called turning it off, turning it on, walking away sometimes from the cell phone, walking around the block and getting a breath of fresh air, and do everything that you know is possibly right and morally upstanding. Don't become a part of the problem that exists in society today by becoming narcissistic, controlling, manipulating, and a bag of lies and fairy tales. My grandparents used to say, tell the truth and shame the devil. Because please believe me, when it's not the truth, you're aiding and abetting the negativity that exists in society today. So what I want you to do, because it doesn't have to be a hump day that you're trying to get over. It can be another day, another great day, another beautiful day, another truthful day, another day of vision, a higher height, another step, another goal achieved, accomplished, a step in the right direction to the reinvention of oneself, because you're getting ready to come out of your cocoon and be the butterfly you were created to be once this progresses. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. This has been 180 Degree Wednesday. It's never too late to turn around. And the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. I'm Voorhees. This has been 180 Degree Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, shalom, peace, and blessings.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate half the sin, evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life, yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand. And you made me brand new. Anybody brand new?